before we get into the show, you know, just want to say thank you to everybody listening. Thanks for the support. All that jazz. You know how it go. Now on with the show.
Player's day is a player's day. Roll up a fatty for this pimp daddy. Yeah!
Weed and watch anime, shit goes down on a day to day. On my trees long like Luffy's arm, smoke hit your soul like a spirit bomb. Been on riding on like a dragon, talking shit, run, no blue eyes. Got a bad bitch with them thick thighs. Been a rider before I ever had a ride. Been a shooter before I ever had a shooter. Been teaching niggas, I ain't need a roller. Shorty sweat, cause you ready for that karma sutra. Been a leader like Martin Luther. Before you speak, nigga, find his truth first. I was down bad, but I'm up now.
Roll that was a fatty nice. For that pimp daddy.
What was that?
It goes by Pablo Sanders.
That was nice. Pablo.
Thank you, Pablo.
Welcome back to Melted Chocolate, episode 29. I'm your host, Aaron Pollard, of course. I don't have a head today. To my left is your other host, Cody Ones and Two Webs.
Yurt.
To my right is your other host, Charles Peter Tabasco, Labasco, Smokey Smoke Chuck, the first, the second, the seventh.
He's the fourth.
That.
I just got all those nicknames.
All right. Follow the show on Instagram at Melted Chocolate Pod, Twitter at Melted Cocoa Pod. Follow myself on Instagram at AP Flacco. Cody is OH_Jody, JODY. Chuck is at Charles.Labosco. How are you guys feeling today?
Feeling great.
Feeling good, feeling great.
No complaints.
Can't complain. I'm alive.
Grateful, thankful.
Don't got the virus.
No Roni.
Wearing
no
mask.
Yep.
So, it's cool. Yep. We'll get into masks a little bit later. But, you know how we got to start the show. Would you rather, of course.
Would I rather what?
Ah, Chuck.
This guy.
Listen, man. Jeez. Would you rather be down two and have to kick the game-winning field goal in the Super Bowl, or be down one and have to hit two free throws in game 7 of the NBA Finals?
See, now my question is, how far is the field goal?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Kind of freestyle.
Extra point. What is that, 25?
I think so, something like that.
I think it's like 17.
They extended it.
I think I can hit the two free throws.
Well, see, the thing is, with the free throws, you have to make – well, if you want to win, you have to make two.
But you can make one.
You can make one, but
– and then divert to someone else to be the hero.
Yeah, but you want to be the hero.
I know.
I definitely would kick it because it's just one kick, and if you make it, you win. If you miss it, you lose. But with the free throws, if you make one, now it's tied, and you miss one, and now you go into overtime and – Who knows?
There's a reason why they're free throws. They're for free, boys.
Well, yeah, but
if you're on the court, you can knock them down, right?
No.
I feel like it's a pressure thing, obviously, but I feel like there's more pressure shooting the free throws.
Yeah,
like,
for
there's only 10 guys on the field, on the court in basketball. And, like, you're easily, like, singled out. Like, people know what you look like. They have a more personal connection with you. And in football, there's, what, 22 guys on the field?
Yeah.
And it's like, you missed a kick, you know, people are going to be mad, but then they'll forget about
you. No, you'll definitely get some death threats.
But I feel like if you miss the free throws.
I mean, you're going to get death threats if you miss either way.
But what if you miss that blocking assignment and then that guy's just going to come off the edge and kill you for the field goal?
Well, then that's
Well, you're the kicker, so.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's roughing the kicker, ain't it?
That'd be roughing the kicker.
I'd rather put it all on my back than have to make a team effort for a field goal.
Can you kick a field? Can you personally make an extra point?
No. That's why I'd rather do the field goals.
You don't think so? I think I can make an extra point.
Bro, there was a Relay for Life, and I think Chuck was there. You spent the night at the on the field?
I was there for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I was kicking, like, I want to say, like, 20 yarders in some Vans.
Nice.
I feel like I can kick a field goal, an extra point, with confidence.
I thought so too, and then I shanked it. I was like, yeah, I'm not
doing this. You gotta like warm up to like you gotta do it.
Got to. You gotta warm up.
Yeah, I gotta warm up, but I could definitely.
We should try it.
Yeah, I was knocked at some 20 yarders, 20, 25.
We should
kicking
try it.
Day with the boys.
We should.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know what field we go on. What has a
after we play golf.
It has uprights.
I'm down to play golf.
We have to get around to golf in.
I haven't played legit golf in ever.
I just
mini
saw
golf, yeah, but
I just saw a thing over the weekend. A lot of like sport athletes were doing like Mahomes and all of them were playing like golf for like charity or something.
That's dope.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty good.
So you're going with the free throws.
Free throws.
And you're going with the free throws?
The kick.
The kick.
The kick.
I go with the kick because I feel like I can make it.
Yeah, it's.
And if I don't, it's the holder's fault, not mine.
He didn't have the laces out.
But imagine you're not the superstar on your basketball team and you clank the second one and then like a LeBron-esque player is just like burning a hole through your face.
Bro, people, they get fired for that.
And he's like.
Like that JR look like.
Yep. And then that's when Derrick Rose goes down the other way and hits the game winner.
Yep.
And you're looked at that as the guy who missed the free throw.
I'll just D-Wade the whole freaking free throw. I feel like he's got a good stance.
No, you
got
to do the Kobe. Kobe stance.
Yep.
The Kobe shot.
But he's taller than me,
too. We have torn Achilles.
He could just.
So is Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, but he Dwayne Wade does that whole dip, and then he stands up and just fall through.
Let me make it a little different. So who was the kicker for the Vikings who missed?
Blair Walsh.
Let's say you have the skill set of Blair Walsh kicking.
I remember AP was killing him, bro.
Jesus, I had money Blair on Walsh. That game in high school. Alex had a win in this.
Would you rather kick a game-winning field goal with the skill set of Blair Walsh or shoot the game-winning free throws with the skill set of Shaq?
That's a better question.
Bro, Blair Walsh is – He was really good, like he missed the crucial one, and then
that was
or let me make it better. The kicker that was for you, your kicker out of Florida State.
Oh, Aguayo.
Yep, him.
Oh yeah,
Roberto Aguayo or Shaq.
Aguayo for sure.
I think I'd.
But he's
Aguayo.
Trash.
He's not trash.
He went from the best kicker in college to missing everything in the pros. He's a little
garbage. That's a mental thing, but Shaq his hands are so big, like you can't. It's like shooting a ping pong ball. Like that's it's hard to shoot. Like that's why big men can't shoot free throws like that.
Can Kawhi hit free throws?
Huh?
Is Kawhi's hand as big?
Bro,
as Shaq, I
think. You know how big Shaq's hands are?
I think Kawhi has as big hand as Shaq.
No.
I don't know.
Well, either way, that's how you know. That's why Kawhi's shot looks so ugly too. Like it's just like. You're trying to shoot like a volleyball in a net.
He literally looks like he's concentrating on shooting straight. Like,
okay, so you take the free throws.
No, I'm taking the kicker.
Field goal.
Yeah,
still.
The kicker.
Yeah, I'm taking the field goal at that point. At least Aguayo has a 50 chance. Like,
yeah,
making
it's
it.
Like
Shaq. It's like 10% maybe.
I know Aguayo can hit one, but I don't know if Shaq can hit one.
All right, I'm going to field goal anyways. So. And I'm going to the field goal if it's the skill sets or that, too.
Yeah, for sure.
So, moving on. I was thinking the other day, I was playing 2K20, you know, as I do.
Come on.
Dropped a cool 40.
A 40 burger on him?
40 burger, you know what I'm saying? I tried to get assist, but it doesn't work.
Was Mac Mittens there?
No, nah, not this time.
Nah, Mac Mittens wasn't there.
No, when we played online, though, I dropped like 25, 26.
Yeah, AP was balling online.
Rec,
though.
So,
in the rec. We had like one good W and then.
Yeah. We had more than one W, though, but one good one.
We had more than one?
I think so. I don't think we lost. I don't think we.
No, we definitely lost those last two.
Eh, whatever. But anyways, I was playing and I was thinking back to 2K11, the best 2K.
Ever.
And I was like, I was just, the question came to me. And I wanted to ask y'all, I wrote it down. So, which video game do you have the most memories with? Like, which video games bring you back to the best times, the most fond? It doesn't have to be maybe memories with a video game, but in your life, like.
Sly Cooper.
Lego Star Wars.
That's a, like a close
Lego
second.
Star Wars
That's
is
a close second.
Game.
I played the hell out of
which
that
one,
game.
Which one?
Two.
Did like, you have the pack? Like the trilogy pack?
No,
that was fire though.
I only played the second one where I did like the older movies, like 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
Played the hell out of those.
And you said Sly Cooper?
Sly Cooper and Need for Speed. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Mine is Ratchet and Clank Deadlocked, of course, my favorite game ever. And SmackDown versus Raw 06.
That's another one.
And 07.
Yeah, 07 and 08 were the best.
Yeah, 07. I put 07 number 3.
Day of Reckoning 2 on the GameCube. It's another wrestling game. It's a classic. So what is why do y'all say like the games, like that part of your life was?
Yo, that was like 05 to like 08. Nah, 05 to 07 was like my golden years. Like
the best time.
Life was super good in those years.
What about you, Jack?
For me, like I played Lego Star Wars a lot just because it was like the first game I picked up ever, really.
Mm.
And I only got into it because I played it on a cruise ship once. Like I was playing it. I was like, they had me in like the daycare or whatever, and I was just playing the hell out of it on like a PS2.
Oh, nice! In the daycare on a cruise ship. Yeah, I've never even been on a boat.
Or like a camp. Like they always have you do like a bunch of shit on there.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been on a cruise, and I probably never will.
I want to go on one.
Titanic scare you?
Nah, the Roni.
What about
when that's gone?
If it's gone,
it might
it's not gonna go, but
it might just become a part of flu season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we just keep trucking.
In that case, then I might get on one.
Wait, what?
Keep trucking?
Oh, they said
I didn't say keep chucking.
I was like, relax.
Relax. But I say Ratchet and Clank Deadlocked because, first of all, it's a banger of a game.
And I've honestly never played that one.
The multiplayer is freaking amazing. They have so many characters, and like you shoot each other with the guns, and you can upgrade the guns. I have to find a way to get it so he can play it. It's on a PS3, so. Dave has a PS3, right?
No.
You do?
Nope.
Damn.
We had to sell it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember fond memories. I don't know if you guys ever played it. Destroy All Humans.
Yep.
The alien game.
Classic.
One and two.
Yep. Probe everyone. Everybody.
Or use that boomerang thing where like you hit them and they fly away.
Yep.
Yeah.
That game was.
Use like the that one ray to like pick everything up, start slinging cows everywhere.
Yeah.
That game was classic.
And make people start shitting themselves?
Yep.
Yep.
I don't remember that.
The probe. That was the probe.
The probe.
Yeah.
Oh, the probe.
But another reason for Ratchet & Clank Deadlock 2, that's the game I was playing when my little sister was born.
Like, as like?
Yeah, when she was born.
Oh.
I was playing. I was in New York. No, I was in New York. I wasn't there when Miracle was born.
Oh.
I was in New York, upstairs, playing with my cousin Josh. I was sitting on the right. He was sitting on the left. Adrian came up the stairs and said, Miracle's born. I paused the game. I said, what?
He said, what?
Hit the flip phone. She said, this is her. And I was like, yo, I'm a big brother for real now. So that.
What was it, the old Razor?
Yes. She had a Razor.
The Razor.
Yeah.
You know that they redid that whole phone? It's like $1,000 for a flip phone now.
That's ridiculous.
Because it's a smartphone now, too.
Mm-hmm. You peeped the concept art, I think. Like
and then I think you
back last year.
Fold it and the screens you can still
the smart screen, I guess you can call it, like bends. It's really weird.
That's weird. But it's cool though. It looks cool. Will I get it? Nope.
So did your mom and Ken meet in New York?
No.
So what were they doing in New York?
They weren't in New York. They were in Florida.
Oh, you were just chilling in New York.
Yeah. When I was younger for summers, we would go to New York for the whole summer, basically. Come home and have like a week left before school. So
I used to do that.
Yeah.
It was New York, though.
Sounds like fun.
Ohio.
Yeah. Be up there for like a month.
Yeah. But Mom and Ken met at Bear Hugs Daycare.
Where's that?
In Rockledge.
Rockledge?
Yeah. Mom was worked there, and Ken was a bus driver.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rest is history.
The rest is truly history.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that, but it's whatever. So, let's see what else we got. The masks.
Yep, wear them.
They are here.
Yep.
There's no avoiding it. Starting yesterday, Publix, Walmart, Target, Winn-Dixie, I think today Winn-Dixie, are requiring masks.
Yeah, that's a fact.
At all their stores.
I went to Publix yesterday. I walked right up to the door and I was like, I'm pretty sure I need a mask. And I read the sign. I was like, yeah, starting today, all masks are required.
Mask on.
And people are upset, boy.
I don't know why people are crying about it. All the Karens out there.
Yeah, dog.
Let me read you
mad extra
some of the comments on Twitter.
Go ahead.
Because Public said, this was the 16th. Public said, to limit the spread of COVID-19, face coverings are required at all stores beginning July 21st. To learn more, visit Publix.com. Whatever. And the first guy said, guess what my family and friends and I talked, and we figured we spend roughly $100,000 in our local Publix. Because of your knee-jerk reaction to this flu, we are also considering joining a mass action tort claiming against Publix and any other organization denying rights.
Oh, God.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, all these businesses are telling you to wear a mask now. Like, wouldn't that, like, almost increase crime rate a little bit? Because everyone's going to be coming in with a mask on.
That's what I was talking to my manager about, too. Like, at banks.
Well, but you can't go inside the bank. You want me to come in
with the face? Some banks you can. Which you just have to wear it. I know Space Coast Credit Union, you can. Hmm. Either wear a mask. Didn't know that. Another guy said, congratulations, Publix. You just guaranteed that I will shop Winn-Dixie or some other store. I will not be treated like a child and told I have to join the pact of suicidal carbon dioxide breathers.
Oh, my days.
And mad then someone extra. Said, you can't go to Winn-Dixie, too. They require a mask as well.
He said, oh, I'm not eating no more.
I'm going to Aldi's.
Another one said,
oh my God,
won't be shopping here anymore until you lift this requirement. And then someone said, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, countless other stores are doing the same. So good luck shopping.
Idiot.
Oh my God.
Really? I just spent $182 today at Publix in Bonita Springs. Won't be coming back ever again.
Yo, fam. It's a mess.
This one is the best. Also, good luck enforcing it for those of us who are Leos.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Not the Leos.
Not the Leo. If you're an August Leo, you would have the worst time with this mask mandate. I swear. Because you know those August Leos.
The stars won't align.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's saying shopping is no longer a pleasure. It's so funny. Tomorrow will be my last shop with you.
All right.
It's hilarious. I usually shop at Publix 2 to 3 days per week. As of July 21st, I will no longer be doing so until the mask is discontinued.
Okay, dog.
Discontinue the mask.
So funny. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. I think Trump did say, like, you have to wear a mask.
Bro, but it's a freaking, it's like a cloth. Just do it.
Even Trump said wear the mask, dog.
You can't wear a mask for 45 minutes at the most while you're shopping.
If anything, it makes it like an excuse to not talk to people. Like if you're really like just not trying to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yo, this is.
It's hilarious, dude.
It's hilarious, but it's so sad because the people really like.
Are that small?
People are really butthurt about wearing a mask, bro.
When there's a whole lot worse things going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're upset that they have to wear a mask.
I saw a picture today. It was like this really overweight woman in like a scooter, and she was like yelling at some other person, like, "You need to wear a mask. It's you're threatening my health." And it was just kind of funny, like ironic.
Oh my God!
And then I think I mentioned this on another episode. I saw a video, and this lady was like talking to the doctor, and she was like, "You know what we discovered? Something called citizen's arrest."
Oh, yeah, bro, I saw that whole video, bro.
He said, "We're going to arrest you for not doing your job."
Oh, my God. And then did you see the one where it's like, how are our children going to notice the pedophiles with a mask on? Like, like the pedophiles ain't been ravaging your kids without a mask on.
I also saw one where it was decades. Yeah, for real. What about girls, women who have been abused and have PTSD? When they put the mask on, it's going to be like when the dude covered their mouth.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, y'all are reaching. Y'all are reaching.
Yeah, that's a big reach.
Big reach. And if you're mad about it and you don't want to wear a mask, fuck you.
Stay inside.
Straight up. Like, come on now.
Stay inside.
Just wear the damn mask. I'm going to wear mine.
Those people that are, like, not going to, like, get groceries at all, they're probably going to, like, what is it, Uber Eats or whatever, their whole grocery
got
like,
to.
Was there?
Instacart.
Instacart
might be on the come up again.
You're going to pay, like, double to get your shit there.
Yeah, I might have to do Instacart again.
Yeah, I can't get no things, though.
Me neither. They come and they go quick.
Super fast.
But people come in the rack room and they're like, am I required to have a mask? And I'm like, not yet. It's coming.
Not yet, though.
It's coming. We're going to start selling masks starting tomorrow.
Ooh, like look at y'all Louis taking masks? Advantage.
Taking advantage of a pandemic.
That's what everyone's doing. They're like trying to throw their team's logo on there and shit.
Squeeze out the money.
Capitalism at its finest.
That's exactly what I said, bro.
That's what it is.
No, that shit's going to be great. It's gonna be. But they're 15 bones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the price of a shirt.
15 bones for a mask?
Yeah, of course.
Bugging, dude.
You got to make profit.
I think I'll spend that $15 and just get paper masks.
A paper mask? You get a piece of paper and put holes in it and...
No, like those just cheap, really generic ones. That like the cloth or anything.
Yeah, yeah. It is what it is, though. Just wear your masks, people. Moving on. What were you going to say?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I have a little situation for y'all.
Okay.
It's for all of us, really.
Do you need help?
No, no. It's just a little something to get us.
Just trying to see where your mind's at?
Get us going and entertain the peoples.
Gotcha.
So, a mysterious man comes to the three of us. And offers us three pills. Pill number one gives you the ability to be invisible for 1 hour. Pill number two gives you the ability to be able to hear everyone's thoughts, their truest thoughts, for 2 hours. And pill number three is being able to turn into an animal for 3 hours. Now we have to discuss who gets which pill.
Oh, so we're picking...
Yeah, okay, only three. That's cool. Each of us get three pills. It's three pills for the three of us.
Okay.
Now, to start out, on the count of three, I want y'all to name which animal you would turn into.
All right, bet. Wait. All
right?
I thought one of us...
I know, but I'm just curious.
Oh, okay.
As to which animal you would turn into.
All right.
And I will go for you. You got yours?
Yeah.
All right. One... two, three. Elephant. Gorilla. What did you say?
A dog.
A dog.
Yeah.
Chuck could be any animal in the whole animal kingdom.
And he chose a dog.
Why not?
He's a loyal guy. I get it.
And you said elephant?
Yeah.
Boy, I think the two of us are screwed.
An African elephant.
Now that I said that.
Let me turn into a mouse real quick.
Because it's like you're sitting here, or let's say like you go back home. You have your pill. If you have the animal pill, we'll decide later. But you pop it, boom, elephant.
Roar.
What elephant roars?
All right.
What kind of dog are you turning into, though?
A husky.
You're going to be hot here in Florida.
All dogs are hot.
I know,
maybe
but huskies
we'll be not
are
in Florida when I'm taking this pill.
Excuse me.
Exactly. He might be in loophole. Georgia, those random trips to Georgia that he takes.
Yeah, he takes it. Don't invite nobody, but, you know, that's neither here
cool.
or there.
It's cool.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm turning into a gorilla.
Chuck, it's cool. It's cool, bro.
The first side of me and you, Cody, we're getting animal. The animal people are coming after us. Because I'm a silverback gorilla.
They're calling. They're probably going
to
kill us.
Yeah, they got the tranks ready to go.
So are you a Harambe or just a regular gorilla?
I'm a just.
Oh, God.
Come on now. I'm a silverback gorilla. I'm not Harambe.
No. Don't nobody say R.I.P.
I'm Buck.
Rip.
Buck.
Buck what?
From Rise of the Planets of the Apes.
Oh, okay.
R.I.P. So you're Caesar?
No, I said I'm Buck.
Oh.
The gorilla.
Oh.
Caesar is a chimp. Get your characters right, brother.
Sorry, ape.
Jeez. I'm already built big, so I feel like it'd be right in my wheelhouse to be a gorilla.
It's right up your alley, huh?
Yeah. An elephant, that I did not expect that from you at all.
That's my favorite animal.
I expected you to say a dog, honestly.
Me?
I was thinking about it earlier. I was like, Cody's going to say a dog.
Out of all these animals?
Yeah. Because of Zeus.
Oh, my God.
Would you be a dog like Zeus if you could?
Or oh, yeah.
Or just be a different one, different breed?
Rottweilers are the best.
You'd be able to talk to Zeus, though.
Yeah, I'd be like,
that'd be, really that'd be awesome.
Why don't you eat when nobody's looking?
He said, you're worrying about too much. First of all, he's like, wait a minute. Who are you? Then you got to explain that you're Cody, but you're a dog.
Why does Cody have to come in and watch you eat for you to finish your food?
And then what if he, like, goes to assert his dominance on you now that you're a dog?
said, leave me alone, old man.
I said, nah, come here.
He'll mount Cody.
No.
Oh, man. But being a gorilla would be pretty dope. I'm busting out the house, and I'm taking off down the street like an absolute unit.
King Kong ain't got shit on you,
I'm
huh?
I'm taking off. I'm heading straight to Titusville.
And doing what?
Just wreaking havoc.
He's going
to
destroy
it's gonna
Rack.
It's going to take me too long to get to
thing.
Orlando.
Yeah, they're definitely going to kill you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On site.
It's going to be like the bear that was in Port St. John.
Oh, that bear that was down US 1?
And then it got to Titusville and it was just chilling. That's going to be
I think
mean.
It made it to yurt.
But then I got to get back home before them 3 hours.
Yurt.
I run down the street and then the timer stops and I'm just like.
It's like they already have you capturing.
Regularly. And then it's like, wait a minute. This guy was a gorilla 2 seconds ago.
Then it's going to look like a big hate crime at that point.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to say, we got a gorilla in the back of the truck.
Oh, my God.
AP's back to normal.
Oh, my God.
He said, sir, you're not going to believe this.
Hey, cut this out.
There's a silverback gorilla.
Edit this part out real quick.
And it's just me. I'm just like, can I go home, please?
Oh, no.
And he's like, are you kidding me?
You're getting so many people fired.
Sir. No, that's funny.
I was just in rack room getting a shoe. And I got shot by a truck blazer.
Off of that, I'm going to take the animal one.
Yeah, you take the animal
I'm going to take the animal one. So that leaves the invisibility and the people's thoughts. For you two.
I'll take people's thoughts, Cody.
Yeah, I'll be invisible.
What are you going to do in an hour for being invisible?
I thought we talked about this.
For an hour? Or was that a day?
I don't know.
We might have talked about this.
Yeah.
Invisibility.
I think Colin was here. For it. Or
for an hour. No.
The one before that. That was Hulky.
Yeah, I think it was Hulk.
We talk about being invisible a lot on this podcast.
Yeah. We should call it the Invisibility Podcast. Like,
yeah, they don't see us anyways.
Yeah, for real.
Hey. I would.
Take a nap.
Mm.
He said, I could finally get away from all these people.
Probably go rob a bank.
In an hour?
Yep.
I think you said that same answer.
Why is it always an answer? Give me something else.
Because what else would you do?
How are you going to rob a bank in an hour?
Whenever somebody goes in the vault, just follow them.
Cody and then they're gonna, you got to grab all the money.
Yep. And walk out. They were like, it's a floating bag.
Wait a minute. Well, what if they steal you? With just a,
they wouldn't see where I'm at.
No, just an accidental perfect punch. Just rock you.
Oh, no, they'd be like, they could get me right on the nose. Like,
ah.
Did I just hit something?
And then you drop, and then, like, people trip over you.
I'm out for an hour, and I'm on the floor.
You wake up. And they're like, how did you get back here, sir?
He said,
And that's when security in the bank is like, they got a gorilla in the back of the truck. We gotta get him.
Nah, I'd rob a bank real quick.
I mean, you're not getting a lot of money.
It's all right.
You probably get like a couple hundred.
250K is insured. So, probably 250K.
You probably. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say so. And Chuck, you're going with the read people's thoughts for 2 hours.
Yeah.
How are you going to take advantage of that?
I don't know. Just depending on like what I end up like doing with it. I can't really tell exactly, but I would just kind of make things go in my favor, I guess. Just in any situation or even like beat someone to like a punchline or something, you know, just whatever.
You read Cody's thoughts while he's invisible in the bank.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, motherfuckers, open up that door.
Bro, what if you're just waiting for them to open the door and they don't do it? And then the timer goes off and then you're just like...
It's a waste.
Hello?
Got to get another invisibility pill.
Sir, I am stuck in here.
How did you get back here, sir? I don't know. It's news to me.
It's like Jumper. I just teleported here.
I'm trying to leave, honestly.
That's good.
So I'm taking the animal pill, turning into a gorilla and getting captured and then turning back to my normal self. After 3 hours, I gotta time that perfectly though. Got to
just wreak havoc enough in Titus Landing.
And then with 30 minutes left, let them capture me. Then when I get to where they're taking me, they open it up and it's just me. And then I hit them with the Stephen A. I am having a very bad day. Today.
Listen.
It's one of the worst days I've had in a long time.
Kwame Brown.
The first thing he does as an executive is sign Lamar Odom. This who man is on crack.
Is a bona fide scrub.
Oh, man. That's good. That's good stuff.
We got to get Stephen A. on the pod.
Yeah, for sure. I gotta hit him up.
Oh, yeah. Let's just blow up his comments.
He said, yo, Stephen A.
Just a soundbite.
Yeah.
That's all I want. You think we can do that for real? We should.
Ask him on.
We should try.
Anything is possible.
We should try. I'm going to just start.
He said, yo, at Stephen A. Smith.
Please.
Hey, my man. My man.
Can you give us a shout out or something?
What's that one app where you can like pay people to
Cameo.
Like, Cameo.
I don't think he's on Cameo, though.
Find out.
I'll find out. I'm going to install it right now.
Do it.
Someone speak on something while I get this up.
So that weather we having lately.
It's hot as hell.
Guys.
What's up?
Do you know what day today is?
My half birthday.
Rusev Day.
Happy half birthday.
Thank you.
And happy Rusev Day. But it's the first day that the NBA is back playing some games today.
Word?
They played a game?
Scrimmages, but they recorded them and like put them on like their Instagram and stuff.
Who played?
Miami, Orlando, the Clippers, the Nuggets, and like a few other teams I can't really remember. But Bol Bol had like a crazy game, and then they drug tested him right after, which I thought was kind of on a scrimmage.
He said, "Bro, y'all tested me for all that kind of shit so I can get in here."
He said, "Wait a minute.
What do you mean?"
Wait a minute.
It looked like you had performance-enhanced drugs on you.
Were they dead-ass drug tested him?
Oh, that's why he's trending on Twitter.
He had 16 points, 10 boards, and like 6 blocks, and they drug tested him right after the game.
That's kind of foul.
Yep. And he was sick with it, too. Like, he was really, like, making some highlights for himself.
They green?
That's mad green.
Hey, yeah, that is mad green.
That is.
They said Bol Bol is basically nigga Porzingis. Oh, my God. No way. No way. No way. No way.
That's funny. That's funny.
Nick Zingas. Oh, my God. This is so bad. We don't have nothing to talk about.
Throw Bol. Can you throw a Bol Bol and Porzingis' name?
I've thrown everything at the wall. It all stuck so far, but I'm running out of plans. I haven't been on the socials really.
We've done two Would You Rathers in the same pod.
No, we didn't do another Would You Rather.
We did. This was the situation room was basically another one.
No.
We promise we will have more compelling content next week.
Though it's entertaining.
Yeah, man, it's not much really going on, except you know all like the COVID movements and COVID.
Yeah, and the normal stuff. We really talked about it. I mean, yeah, things that we talked about in the past is what's going on.
It's all refurbished.
We're not trying to like beat a dead horse here.
Yeah, and I'm kind of used to having a guest.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Guests are nice.
Like to explore other people.
Yeah.
And their whole brand stuff.
Other people's worlds.
It's features.
So if you hear this and you got a brand you want to promote.
Of course.
You want to, you know, put us on something that you've got to either sell or listen to or.
Something.
Or eat or something. Please. Shoot us a DM.
Shoot us a DM. Shoot us
at
email.
At Melted Cocoa Pod on Twitter.
Melted Chocolate Pod on Instagram.
We have a nice little platform, you know.
We do.
We got fans in Ireland.
We do.
Yeah,
Germany.
We worldwide.
Korea.
Somewhat.
Korea.
Bahrain.
Well, he's a guy of the show.
Come on.
He's on the show.
He's part of the team.
Yeah.
Where? Let me see. I'll tell you right now. Canada. Costa Rica.
Yeah, we got fans.
India.
Almost everywhere in the world.
Saudi Arabia. India. Brazil.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh,
you can't do that.
Come on. There goes our India audience.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. This man, this fucking guy.
Yeah, but shoot us a DM if you want to come on here, talk some shit, drop some knowledge, promote something. Let us know.
All all about the growth.
Pause. Yep.
Ooh. Walked right into that.
It's all right, though. It's all right. It's a little pause.
Yeah.
Mini pause.
Menopause. Cody, how was...
Oh, my God. Yo, we are dragging this out. Oh, my God. It, no, it was just funny the way Aaron said that. He said menopause. Cody.
What you got there? Sport.
Oh, were you going to ask me something?
Yeah, I was going to ask how training with Sean is going.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
He trained my sister the other day.
Yeah, so.
So, which is funny. Really?
Getting some clients.
It's funny to see her her training videos just because it's my sister.
Yeah, he's...
She's doing a little...
She's all up high and...
It's hilarious.
Not
it's
in any so athletic funny. Base, but it's okay.
She doesn't do that for a living.
No, yeah. It's fine.
She don't do that. I asked him to make me a... If he can make me a workout program because my schedule just doesn't match up with y'all's. So, I can't work out with y'all.
We're starting to go, like, later because I did get a job. So, now it's like...
Hey-o!
Oh, yeah. I've had that for, like, 2 weeks, though, but... Oh, thank you, though.
You've had a job for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
This is news to me. What the hell?
Where you work at?
I work at a place in Orlando called Fortress Information Security.
Well, nice. Damn.
Yeah.
Why am but I I'm just
I'm at home.
Out?
Like, it's remote at my house.
Okay.
Yeah. I just, like, it's like I'm a research analyst. So, it's just like, you just kind of look at stuff. And then if it looks funny to them, you just kind of tell them. And that's it.
Yeah, hey, bud. Get off that site.
Well, not like that, but like.
You got an extra period on your website. Might want to get rid
of
that.
Stuff like that.
Really?
But yeah. So it's 9 to 5. But
every day?
Yep.
Like every day?
Well, not the weekend, but
okay.
Then after that, either have class, and then after that go to the gym like late night, or after this, go to the gym. But we do it like late night. Like around 9 o'clock.
You want to do today?
No.
Oh. All right.
Well, from what we can see, gains have been showing up.
Yes. You have been.
Flex on them real quick.
Showing progress.
No?
You see it?
Oh, God. Oh,
come on.
There it is. There it is right there.
Yep.
This show this week has been.
It's all right.
I like it.
Started off good.
Yeah.
And now we're going to end it.
Yep.
Already? All right.
How far along are we? 30 minutes?
40.
Yeah.
Probably like 35, including like the...
We are not going to give y'all content that is weak.
It's all right.
So we're going to wrap it up here.
You're right. Melting pot time.
Yeah. We don't have the sound bite because I don't have any music on my phone.
Man's wiped his hard drive.
I had to. My phone was bugging. Delete TikTok.
Yes.
It's Chinese malware.
Come on.
Delete it.
Delete.
I tried to tell you.
I reinstalled it, and my phone started tweaking. So I had to do everything on my phone. And stop doing that, Chuck. You hit the mic.
Delete.
I understand, but you're going to hit the mic and knock it over, and I'm going to deal with that.
I'm precise.
So we're going in the melting pot.
Precise.
CJ? CJ precise?
Melting pot.
Yeah, all right. Chuck, who do you have for the melting pot this week?
I guess we're just going to shout out the NBA. Thank you for giving me some sports back. Been missing it for a long time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Won't be seeing the Knicks.
Nah. Nah.
Never going to be seen.
Hopefully before I die because I got to win this bet with Cody.
What
was the
bet?
What was the bet?
We have to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals before I die.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that could happen.
I hope so. We don't know what what I get if it happens, because you said you have to parlay off of.
Yeah, I got to parlay off of the
Dwayne Haskins, Daniel Jones bet.
Yeah.
Anyway, who are you putting in the melting pot?
I'm putting in a guy named Sean Tyler George. Find him on Instagram. Cool guy. He's like starting his own like videography company, but he flies planes too. But he like films him flying planes, and so like. Yesterday was his birthday. He's like 28 or something like that.
Happy birthday, Sean. Can we get him on the show?
No, he's up in like Cleveland.
Oh, damn.
He's from the land.
Yeah.
All right. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I don't know who I'm putting in the melting pot this week.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll put myself in.
Wow. Bold
wow. Move. How shallow.
Oh.
Because
Narcissist AP
has struck again.
I am officially a manager. Oh. Rack Room. I got my keys.
Got the keys to the city.
Got my security code.
Ooh.
So now it's official, official.
There it is.
So, yeah.
I would, yeah. We don't have the soundboard today, but.
Applause. Anyways, Cody, get that thing playing.
I got you. I want to hear, never mind.
Got this nice quickie for you guys this week. Pause.
little nugget.
Little snippet of comedy.
Oh, we need to end this now. Let me find a song.
Come on, bro.
Okay, all right. There we go.
Playing Dior?
There we go. All right. Thank you for listening, even if you didn't get anything
out of this
episode.
If you made it this far, thank you.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
We'll be better off next week and the weeks prior. Episode 30 is coming up.
Big 3-0. Hey.
That's next week, so we got to do something cool.
30 Curry.
Thanks for listening. You know, follow us. You heard in the beginning of the episode where to follow us. Signing off for Chuck and Cody. Jesse's in the back somewhere over there. Dave. Everybody.
Everybody involved. Thank you.
Appreciate it. See you next
Shout
week.
Out.
Wear your mask. Wash your hands. And
yes.
Keep your distance.
Yep. Bye.